Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. I'm talking to Phil from the band Chemist. They have a self-titled record out right now on Nuclear Blast. They're about to be on tour. They're going to be at Substation in Seattle with Necrofire and Wretched June 20th. Phil, how are you doing? We talked a little bit right before we got started. You're hanging out in Bellingham right now.
Yeah.
We're getting the tour started here in Washington, not too far from where you're hanging out.
Yeah, totally. It's a really easy way to start the tour. I love the Pacific Northwest. I grew up out here in North Bend, just outside of Seattle there. And so it's always a joy to me to be playing in the Northwest. The Seattle shows are always some of the best ones on tour. And we have a long history of coming through here. I mean, the first show that we ever played on the first tour that we ever did was in Seattle. So, it just feels like home in more ways than one, musically and personally.
And growing up here, or kind of living here previously, how did you guys converge to make the band and kind of meet up in that way?
Yeah, I mean, I spent 15 years in Colorado. So after I finished my undergraduate degree in Bellingham, actually, at Western, I moved out to the Denver area for grad school. And that's where I ended up meeting Ben, our other guitar player, and then just like kind of through the scene there, meeting up with Zach and the other guys and getting the thing going. It was just out of the shared appreciation of loud, heavy music and, you know, just like brotherhood of metal, beers, all that good stuff. And that's why we're still here.
What was your first, experience with the music? What were your first, like, kind of touches with it to get to where you guys are with Chemist and doomed heavy metal, the new record and now?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't start playing music until I was like finishing high school. I've always loved rock music. And so, you know, growing up in the area, there was a lot of good rock music, in Seattle. And I I've always been really inspired by like my dad's taste in music. He was always really into Southern rock and like Yes and stuff like that, but never really anything super heavy, you know. But like Skynyrd is pretty heavy, you know. Allman Brothers can be pretty heavy too. So there's like a lot of that kind of in my musical DNA. And I love like proggy stuff and loved punk music, especially like in middle school and early high school. I was like a skate rat. So I would go in to the skate parks in the region. Lots of great skateboarding around here too. And not until high school, like later on, did I just kind of decide to pick up a guitar and try it out. And I was, you know, playing in like my first band with all these girls that I was going to high school with. It's just like me and these other women, and we're playing like, you know, rock covers of songs at like Salmon Days in Issaquah on the side of the road. And the thing that really stuck with me was how badass the metal songs were that we were learning. So you know, stuff that kind of got me to see that was like, you know, like Blue Oyster Cult or something that's like really on just like the edge of being what I'm familiar with. But then we'd like learned a couple of Judas Priest songs and I was like, hell yeah, this f-ing rocks. So yeah, I'm, you know, so I'm just like hearing Judas Priest really for the first time in terms of me like consciously appreciating it, other than it just being a thing that I hear on the radio or something. And that's really what hooked me, was like hearing, you know, like Living After Midnight, Breaking the Law, and like learning those songs on guitar, and then like Black Sabbath and stuff. You know, once I was like learning those songs on guitar, I realized that this is actually like how, not just I like want to be playing guitar, but also kind of like the only way that I can play guitar, if that makes sense. Like, just makes sense to me to write riffs like that. And I've never really been a good musician, and I've never really been somebody who understands music theory a tremendous amount. But ever since I picked up the guitar, I've had a knack for being able to come up with catchy little melodies, and that's always been the main thing to me. And so when I realized that there was like riff-based music like that, with cool vocals and stuff, I was all in. So then it was just like a long journey through all the different like subgenres of metal, when I was in college, especially getting really into, you know, like the stuff that's kind of more adjacent to what we do, like Electric Wizard or like High on Fire or Sleep, or Yob or whatever. But yeah, and at the same time also exploring like Celtic Frost and, you know, so all these things that I kind of overlooked as like a young person, because I didn't have anybody that I was friends with to introduce me to like Metallica. I kind of discovered through this back door of like having to learn Judas Priest songs, because this woman that I was going to school with thought that that was cool and that we should play those songs, and then just falling in love with it. So it's like just part of my musical DNA. I don't really know how to play guitar any other way, and this is kind of the only thing I can do. So it just is my musical language. It's like the only way that I have to engage with that art form. Also, like a lot of classic metal, and then also like some of the classic doom stuff, like Candlemass, like you're wearing right now. And you know, so there's these like shared influences, but we all, you know, like we all like Yob, we all like Neurosis, we all like Sleep, but those are not the primary ways we end up expressing ourselves. That's just like the foundation, and then like all the flowers that grow from it are composed of the combination of like me being really into this and this person being really into this completely other thing, and then how do we find the thing that makes us both happy. So I think Chemist has always had a unique sound, and it's not because we've consciously tried to do that, it's just because we've been really true to trying to express that shared interest in heavy metal.
And we talked about like that classic heavy metal that has that, like, you know, there's obviously some musicianship, and for a lot of us that, you know, have listened to any type of, you know, guitar based music, whether it's, you know, classic heavy metal, you know, some, you know, fast hardcore punk, any of that, there's a lot there. The one thing that I, you know, I think I appreciate is songs that are anthemic, like songs, yeah, that are songs that are catchy. Like it's one thing I am really enjoying about this new Chemist record is just like the song Beneath the Scythe. I believe it's very, very catchy, but still doesn't it. I feel like it's something that somebody who listens to the starter pack of heavy metal that can they can listen to it. They can mm-hmm. sink their teeth into these songs and hear that catchiness, hear that anthemicness, but also it's not compromising anything from what you guys are trying to do with the kind of the title and the moniker of doomed heavy metal.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's absolutely the intention. It's like we just really wanted to make a record that screamed at the top of the mountain, like our appreciation for heavy metal and what it's done for us as like people and as musicians and as brothers together in this thing that we've been involved with for so long now.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
So I'm going to do this. I've been doing this to a lot of my guests, so feel free to take a minute to think.
Sure.
I'm doing the kind of the basic kind of grabby, article headline-y question of for you, two heavy metal records you think everyone should hear, and two doom records that you think everyone should hear.
Okay.
Just in general, it can be the basic and the rudimentary, and just what comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, everybody needs to hear Number of the Beast. The Iron Maiden album.
Agreed. Even if it makes you a little uncomfortable.
Yes. That's exactly why more people need to hear it. The other one. It's tricky because I don't know like which direction that I want to emphasize, but I think in the same kind of vein, like I also think like I should note that like Judas Priest to me is like the most important metal band, but I'm not going to mention a Judas Priest record. I did mention an Iron Maiden record. I just want it to be known for the people that I'm on Judas Priest versus Iron Maiden, Judas Priest's side of this. But the Number of the Beast, I think, is a more critical album. I think I'm going to go to, like, Don't Break the Oath, Merciful Fate. If we're just trying to, like, explore from that base of, like, Iron Maiden is an acceptable metal album, and go, like, a little darker with it, with a little crazier musicianship and a little more unhinged songwriting and a little more unhinged vocals, like, that could be your next slide into, like, black metal. You know, like, that's a great next step to get you there. And if you can fully embrace the, like, camp and cheese of, like, King Diamond vocals, but also say, like, man, that's f-ing cool, that is a good recommendation.
I absolutely agree with that. That's an awesome, like, second step of just, like, hey, listen to this. Now, yeah. don't do anything. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Don't let it breathe too much. Hear this, and then, because when you do that, you can kind of, like, anybody from, like, just the baseline heavy metal listener can be like, okay, I'm finding the lines, like, and they're like, oh, those riffs are even a little bit heavier, that's a little bit darker,
yeah.
Cool, what's next?
Okay, so
good,
we're
answer,
going into
good answer
thanks
going to Doom
we're going into the Doom realm. I gotta go with High on Fire as my first pick. But what record? You know what? My favorite High on Fire record is De Vermis Mysteris, which is a weird pick, I think, for people that hear me say this. But I think it's, like, their songwriting at its best, and it, like, has a good cross-section of, like, the kind of Motorhead worship stuff, and, like, their early kind of, like, ultra-heavy post-sleep stuff. And just has so many great songs. So I would say that's a really underrated record, and one that, like, if you're entranced by heavy metal and then you're wanting to hear something that's really heavy, like, try that record. And there's enough hooks there that I think it will make sense to people while also, like, introducing them to a whole nother kind of, like, animal. So that's maybe, like, not capital D Doom. It's probably more heavy metal, but, like, that band has always had a doomy edge, the same way that Chemist has. So I'm saying that counts. That counts as Doom. The other one that I'll pick is, I'll do Yob, Clearing the Path to Ascend. This is my favorite Yob record. I think it just emotionally, like, hit me at the right time when I needed it, and songs like Marrow, like, still make me cry if I listen to them closely enough, and, like, seeing them play those songs live during that time period was so transcendent that, like, those are some of the best show memories that I've ever made. Like, they were just so on fire. Yeah, I think if you're trying to, like, lean into the more kind of emotional aspects of Doom and what it's capable of doing in terms of expressing, like, the human emotion, which is something else that Chemist tries to do, then Yob is, like, as good a band as you're going to get that's doing that. And that record to me is the strongest Yob record all the way through, and has my favorite, like, some of my favorite songs by them. And it's just very consistent and beautiful. So that's a really crushing album. It's pretty long, but it's well worth the journey. So Yob, Clearing the Path to Ascend.
There's a playlist for y'all right now. Just those four records. Go for it. Go on a journey. Going
You'll find
in.
Chemists at the place where all those converge. Yeah.
And that we're talking to Phil from Chemist. They have their self-titled record out right now as we speak, and they're going to be in Seattle June 20th at Substation. Tell us a little bit about the tour, and you guys are doing some dates with y'all headlining, and then you're also going to be meeting up as well.
I do just, like, love that we're getting to do kind of three different tours that are all a little bit shorter this year. I feel like that's just easier for us to pull off now at this stage in our lives. And so this first one is this headlining tour. The second date's in Seattle. You should come out to that show at Substation. I think probably that show's going to sell out ahead of time. So, you know, buy tickets if you're hearing this and you want to go. We love that place. We love the people that run it. It's a great spot. So that tour is going to be great. Headlining shows. We'll play a little bit longer. We have a couple of kind of deeper cuts that we haven't played in a long time and also some new stuff. So it'll be a great show. And then later in the summer, we're going out with Monolord in the eastern half of the U.S. and playing some really cool venues we haven't gotten to play before, like Thalia Hall in Chicago that I'm really excited for. Then we'll be in Europe for a few weeks in the fall as well, and doing some cool stuff like a heavy metal cruise, which I didn't even really ever think would be a thing that we would be doing, but here we are. Yeah, so I'm just really excited about all of it. I think it's a great break that we all need right now, probably in our lives from other stuff. And I know it feels that way to me. So come just like celebrate some of the silliness and the like awesomeness of heavy metal with us. Come and like engage in this with us. Drink a beer. Lift it in the crowd. Sing along. You know, that's what it's all about. So,
and check out the new record.
Check out the new record. I think you'll love it. If you like heavy metal, there's something for you. And thanks for having me on KASW. I feel like it's funny to be on like a local radio station that I'm familiar with. So I really appreciate the attention and the time.
Absolutely. Phil, it's been a pleasure. And we'll see you in Seattle in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you there. Come say hey.
Will do. All right. 99.9 KSW, The Rock of Seattle, Metal Shop.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.